Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, I just want to say thank you for being patient. Sister Leola been busy today, went out today to a sugarcane fest and enjoyed myself and, well, me and some friends. And we got back a little late and I had to do a few things, so I'm coming on late. Forgive me. But praise God, we are here, even though we're a little late. So I just want to thank God and let us pray that that our Father will send his Holy Spirit, that we would be blessed on this prayer line today. So let us offer a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you at this hour just to thank you, Father, for the blessing that you have given to us and what you show your people. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the Sabbath all day yesterday. We give praise to you. And Lord, I just want to thank you for your word. And Lord, as we heard the word on yesterday and fellowship with friends and family at church, we praise you because, Lord, you blessed us. You gave us safe traveling mercy. You woke us up this morning. We just thank you, Father. And now that we on the prayer line, fellowshipping together and worship and worshiping you, Father, we want to just give you thanks for all the blessing that you pour upon us. Now, Lord, we asking for your Holy Spirit to send your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us on the prayer line and allow your children, your people to come and give testimonies and praise and singing songs and thanking you for what you have done. So now, Lord, as we begin to open this line, Father, I'm asking that you bless each and every one that have joined the line, even those that wanted to join and didn't get a chance to, and all those that was on this prayer line before, Lord, touch their heart, help them to understand that that they continue to be blessed, because we all pray for all the people that was here. And Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to think about everyone. We may not know names, but Lord, but when we lift them up, collectively, Lord, you know each name. So thank you, Father. Now bless your word. Bless each and every one of us, Lord, as we share, as we read the word, and even as we offer up prayers. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, as I'm a little late, I won't linger. I'm just going to read a scripture. And I want my brothers and sisters, if you can comment, if anyone understand this scripture. We had this scripture in church last night, and I would like for a comment on it because I want to make sure I get different views, but the word itself is supposed to speak. But you know how it is that some people interpret their way. So I'm reading from John chapter 19 and verse 28. John chapter 19 and verse 28. We had this scripture in church yesterday, but we had many other scriptures. But this scripture here was the theme of the talk or the message we had. It said, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. And if you can give me more. And right under the scripture, it also give you a quote, another scripture. It says Psalm 69 and verse 21. I read it, and you can go back and read it, but I'm going to begin to open the line so everyone will be able to share. And we asking our brothers and sisters to press 1. So you will be able to share. Thank you for being patient. And I want to thank everyone for joining Advent Light Ministry, because this prayer line, God knows your heart. And he knows that you could have been anywhere, but you chose to come in fellowship with your brothers and sisters. So I will begin to open the first line. We're asking you to press 1 early, my brothers and sisters, so you will be able to give yourself some time. Amen, or I can give you time. So we open the first line for 985-232. We got so far, we got 4 or 5 on the line. Amen, that press 1. 985-232, your line is open, and you can begin to speak. Amen.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I thank God for watching over us last night and waking us up today. I'm reading a verse of a script. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And prayer. Dear God, I thank you that I can trust you totally, never becoming anxious when troubled times come my way. Help me to remain at peace. Oh, Lord, fully knowing that you will be well because you are with me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just want to thank you, Lord, and ask for prayer for Advent Light. And pray for the United States, and that the Lord can touch them and bring them back together, because you know all the devastation. Pray for the sick, the homeless, all those everywhere in the shelters. Just pray for our family and that Advent Light Ministry. And pray for each and every one of us. Amen. Hold on, Brother John.
Yes, Brother John. I'm Houma, Louisiana. And yes, like my wife says, just pray for the world in general. Just in the world, we do have someone to watch over us, so thank God. And also guide us and keep us strong. And I just want to say that I have been speaking the word constantly, And just I stay prayed up to it all the time. In my mind, as I'm on my knees, just waking up in the morning or going to bed or just through the day. You know, I thank God all the time for just so many things, so many blessings, and just for guiding us, giving us someone to look up to and giving us days to look forward to, and keeping our head up no matter what situation, bad storms, bad weather, or just anything that goes wrong, having someone to lean on and someone to call on. And other people go through things. I see people sometimes just in it might be in a grocery store, and they talk. Some people be friendly and they talk. And if I hear anyone say anything like on a negative thing, like negative note, I just always bring up God and talk to him and just I give him some advice. And I know it's a lot of times they walk off smiling and they be saying, thank you. You know, man, thank you very much, sir, for telling me that. And some say, I never thought of that. And some of them be saying, wow, that does make sense what you're saying. It. You made me feel a lot better, you know, and just to know that my advice, you know, passing on that my advice that I've learned about things in the Lord and in Jesus Christ. And once I pass it on to them and just for to see them, he make their day. I'm not really making it. I'm helping make that day. It's really God making that day because we met up to talk. I know he made a way for us to run into each other and have that conversation. So, but anyway, it feels good to pass on the word to someone that's in need of it. Just want to be like one of God's helper. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. And as always, I praise God for Brother John because he always has some encouraging words. Never negative. He would quickly kind of give you a soft answer to turn away that negative. So, Brother John, I tell you, that is encouraging and helping people. And Sister Brenda, we thank y'all for joining us. And God bless and continue to give you all strength. Amen. And now we're going to go to the next caller. We're going to 857-505. Your line is open. And we see how Brother John and Brother Sister Brenda, we got to keep letting it flow because we got four or five others to open the line. Amen. So 857-505, your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters on the line. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God, Sister Miola, for waking me up this morning. I like to praise God because He is good. He's awesome. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And Sister Miola, I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. My mother needs more prayer, more power. And Sister Miola, please lift up my mother in prayer. And Sister Miola, I don't know whether Jahari's on this prayer line, but he might be on this prayer line, Sister Miola. I hope he puts number one, Sister Miola, and I want Brother Jardy to share his testimony, share his praise report. Give God thanks. Give him praise because he's an awesome God. Brother Jardy, if you're on this line, if you're on this line for the second time, for the third time, my dear brother, you have to push number one. If you want to share your testimony, give God praise. Give him honor, Brother Jardy. Brother Jardy, we're going to sing that song. song, my brother, that song you like a lot. So, Brother John, keep the faith. Keep the faith in God, John. What matter what you're going through, Brother John, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling depressed, just trust in the Lord and fix your eyes up and fix your eyes up on Jesus, Brother John. Fix your eyes up on Jesus, just like Sister Miola say. Fix your eyes up on Jesus, Brother John. Keep the faith, bro. And we will lift you up in prayer, Brother John. But I want to sing a special song at this moment. And Sister Miola, please pray for Sister Camille. Pray
amen,
for Sister Galanty.
I don't know if I want to sing a song,
Sister Miola.
Brother Eli, we got to move on. We got to open the line for four others. And if by chance, I will open your line again so you can sing that song just before we pray. Amen?
Amen. Sister Miela, he's on the prayer line, Brother Joy. Amen.
Well, we're going to, okay, brother. Thank you, Brother Eli. And we're going to open your line up and you can give that song before we go into our prayer. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we want to thank Brother Eli for always lifting up all of his friends and bring them to the prayer line and ask the God to bless them or to teach them, to help them. He always asking for his friends. So we thank God for him. And I know the Lord will bless because he's faithful in asking. So we're going to go to the next prayers. We want to thank everyone for sharing. So we're going to open this next line, brothers and sisters, 423. Your line is open. Amen. 423. 423, your line is open. Amen. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Sister Leola. This is Sister Carla. I'm down here in Iron City, Tennessee, with Elder Richardson and Sister Richardson. We're on the road now. Elder Richardson would like to say something.
Amen.
Hi, Sister Leola.
Well, hello, Brother Richardson. I love you.
I miss you.
Yes,
we miss you too.
We miss you.
Yes. Well,
you have a song? What you have for us?
Yes. Let me do a song for you all. Yes, buddy. Yes. What is this?
Yes, while he's looking for a song, I'm sorry. I know you pressed for time because I just want to share a reading right quick. It's taken from the devotion. It said, we are not to allow the things of this world so to observe the attention that mind and body are completely engrossed. Thus, those around us are robbed of the kindly words and deeds that would help them in the upwards way. The channel of life is clogged with worldly matters. The grace that God is longing to impart, he cannot bestow. Many are coming to have less and less strength to impart to others. Because they do not receive power from the source of all power, and we know who that is, God. God call upon them which corrodes the mind and spoil the religion experience. So God is calling upon us to make sure that our mind is heavenward and we're being filled with the spiritual food so that we can give to others so that they can be blessed. Amen? So let us be encouraged. Just a moment.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So, sister. So, I'll do a song. Hold on. All right. Service is not good here. So, yes. All right. I'll do a song. Let me do. I'll do on a hill far away. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach I gladly bear. For it was on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and I'll exchange it someday for a cross.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening the line. Brothers and sisters, be blessed.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank God because that's one song my daughter, she always requests in church. She said, please sing this because I love. And Brother Richardson, we sang some hymns yesterday, and I'm telling you, the whole church sung along. You know, I'm telling them, old hymns does something for you, that old rugged cross. Someday, someday, we're going to change it for a crown. Oh, what a day that would be, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, we sung songs yesterday. I was trying to think, one was on a battlefield, and we had a brother that came up. He just got baptized last week, and he came up, and he told the pastor, he said, you know what? He said, I want to go back to my old neighborhood. All those that I hung out with, he said, I want to go and give them the word of God. And you know, Brother Richardson, you know, Sister Leola, say, brother, I'll go. When you know those, what the Bible says in Isaiah, he said, who will go? He said, I will go. Send me, I'll go. So by God's grace, I'm going to put on my shoes, and I'm going with them. I want to minister to the ladies and be able to give them literature. So by God's grace, please keep it in prayer. Amen? So,
amen.
I just want to thank Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson and Sister Carla. I pray God give them safe traveling mercy as they traveling on the highway, that he bless them going and they're coming. I just want to thank him. And now, brothers and sisters, we're going to continue lift them up in prayer. Amen. But we're going to go to the next caller. So thank you once again, Susan, brothers, and you all be blessed. Amen. Give me just a second. Amen. So now let me get back to the board. I'm going to open the line for 518-744. Your line is open. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Leola. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening the line. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York. And just praising the Lord. And, oh, what a blessing to hear Sister Carla and Elder Richardson and his wife all traveling together. Let's see. That's an awesome thing, and just grateful that we could hear them on the line, and I'm just praising the Lord tonight for his goodness to me. He has been, oh, so good every single day, and I'm just praising him for that, sister. You know, he's taking care of my health, he's taking care of my family, and he's bringing us along in the Christian way, and I'm just so grateful to him. Just want to tell him thank you for that. Also, prayer request, sister, for my wife. She's still having some health issues with her heart and some other things going on too now. And but God is good. He is keeping her. And, you know, a couple years ago, she had been crushed under the weight of all these things going on with her and around her. And she told me the other day that, you know, God is strengthening her, and she is leaning on him. And, you know what? So just please pray for her. Pray for Ashley, Sister Leola. I have not heard from her. I've tried to contact her, have not heard anything from her. And, about 2 weeks, so I don't know what's going on with her. I talked to my other daughter, and she said she hasn't heard anything from her either, so I'm just praying that she is well, and the Lord is moving, working in her life, and just want to lift up prayer for your son Jarvis, and also for Sister Tamiko's son Taiwan. Those young people have so much promise, sister, and the Lord is going to use them. They just gotta get out of His way. And you know what? We oftentimes get in God's way, and He has to wait for us to get out of the way. So let's pray that they get out of God's way, and He uses them in a mighty way. Sister Katie, Brother Bernard, Sister Powell, praying that she gets back safely from Jamaica when it's time, and just all the brothers and sisters on the line, just want to lift them all up. And praising the Lord for Brother Akeem. I've been listening to some of his sermons from his church, the Pasadena Church there in Maryland. And he had a series going on, which I've been listening to, and very, very good information for all of us to hear and to learn. It's on YouTube, and you can bring it up on YouTube, put in an ultimate cry, or you can actually, I think this one is on the Pasadena Church website, so you can find him on there, but I'm just grateful for Brother Akeem too. So just thank you, sister, for opening my line. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I know we have others, so praise the Lord for you and your family and each one of the families represented here. Good to hear Sister Brenda, Brother John, Brother Eli, always faithful in lifting up his mom and his friends. So thank you, and praise the Lord, and good night.
Amen. Amen. Brother Rick, I'm sorry. I had to go tell my daughter to check the washing machine. But brothers and sisters, I want to thank Brother Rick for sharing. And Brother Rick, were you done? You were done?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Yes, I had to step away and tell my daughter something because the washing machine, amen. So thank you, Brother Rick, for offering that. But you know what I wanted to share with you, Brother Rick, and that's what the Lord showed me when our children are going through. And you know what came to my mind? You know how God burned the carbon out of a diamond? Sometimes He got to let us go through the fire, and when we're going through the fire, we may have to get burned, may have to go through a little thing, but yet God got to burn all that out. We got to burn it all out of us. And then when He's finished with her, if to the Lord's point or whatever, God is drawing us one way or the other. He got to help. And I say, Lord, and you know, Brother Rick, myself, appetite, certain things, we got things that God is working on us. So, yes, and me and my daughter and I was walking for the Sabbath. and we were just talking about others. We were just saying some things, you know. Oh, look, I said, you know what? When it comes to Jarvis with drugs and things like that, I said, it's no different than appetite. It's no different than any other sin. I said, the Lord said, we got to come clean. So by God's grace, all these things, God is working on us. So I just praise God for what he's doing with Jarvis, with Ashley, you know. You don't know, but God knows, and we're going to lift up in prayer. Oh, thank God for his goodness. So we want to thank God for what he's doing with our children. Don't you know, brothers and sisters, all the prayers you've been praying for Jarvis? And he called me, and he's in jail right now. He's incarcerated. So, and when I said, oh, you happy for that? I said, well, yeah. He's not sleeping on the ground anymore. He can take him a bath. He can do certain things now. And I say, but God is allowing it. Who am I to fight God? Or who am I to say, oh, this can't happen to my son? Or I can't do nothing about it. But praise God, he is. So now we're going to lift him up in prayer and thank God for what he's doing. Amen. God is good, brothers and sisters. And Brother Rick, we got to be patient. We have to be patient. And we just pray. Amen. So now we're going to open the next line, my brothers and sisters. And we're going to, the next line is 272. Amen. 272-770. Your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Leola. I thank you so much for opening up my line to Sister Tamiko from Pennsylvania. And I just want to give the Lord all praise and all honor and all glory because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him so much for waking me up this morning. And I thank him for putting breath into my lungs. I thank him for my home, my children, my grandchildren. I thank him for everything that he has provided for each and every one of us. Food on our table, clothes on our backs. He provides our every need according to his riches and his glory through Christ Jesus. So I am just so happy to be here this evening with my precious brothers and sisters. And I thank Brother Rick as well for praying for my son, Taiwan. I thank him for praying for our children because our children need prayer. Mm-hmm. But I thank God in advance for what he's doing for each and every one of them. And I just wanted to share that my son, Taiwan, he didn't call me. But he did call my brother, and he told him he has a job. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is doing mighty things for our children. He didn't call me, but I'm so grateful he has a job. He's able to work and pay his bills and take care of his family, his wife, and his children. So I give the Lord all praise and honor and glory. Thank you, God. God is able to do all things for us and for our children. And I just want to sing to God be the glory. Amen. Praise God. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the light gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood. Believer, the promise of God, the veriest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. The Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have a scripture to read in the book of Psalms, Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord, my sister. And I just want to ask for prayer requests for all of us on the prayer line. I'm lifting up all my beloved brothers and sisters here on the prayer line, that the Lord will continue to bless each and every one of them and their children and their families. I'm also asking for prayer for my family and my children, my grandchildren. I'd like to lift up Sister Leola and her family, Nicole and Jarvis, Brother Ray. I'd like to lift up Brother Rick and his family as well, his wife, healing for his wife and healing for his daughter, Sister Ashley as well, and lifting up Sister Stephanie and her children, KJ and Kaja. I'm also lifting up Sister Powell and Alex Nation in Jamaica, that they will continue to be blessed by the Lord more abundantly and bless her ministry as well. And I'm also lifting up Brother Eli, his mom Rose, and all of his friends from Daco. We're lifting up all his friends, Javel and Jahari, Sister Shamika and all his friends. And I'm also lifting up Sister Eva and her children and her family, Sister Daisy and her family, as well, Alana and AJ and Jeff. Continue to pray for them, for healing for her. She just got out of the hospital. We're asking for healing prayers for her as well. Praying for Pastor Doobie, who also has cancer, that he also will be healed. So I thank you so much, and I'm lifting up Sister Brenda and Brother John and their children and grandchildren as well, that they will be blessed abundantly as well. So thank you, Sister Leola, for opening my line. God bless you all. I love you all, and I will keep you all in prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I wanted to just read, just before I open my next sister line, I just had a little paragraph to read, and it said, our crucified Lord is pleading for us in the presence of the Father at the throne of grace. His atoning sacrifice, we may plead for our pardon, our justification, and our sanctification. The Lamb slain is our only hope. Our faith look up to him, grasp him as one who can save to the uttermost, and the fragrance of the all-sufficient offering is accepted of the Father. Unto Christ is committed all power in heaven and in earth, and all things are possible to him that believeth. Christ's glory is concerned in our success. He has a common interest in all humanity. He is our sympathizing Savior. And as we read that, brothers and sisters, we know we have a Savior that's pleading in our case. So we are to bring our prayer, as we will today, our singing, our testimony, our everything to the Father in the name of our Savior. He is so good to us for pleading our case every day. You know, as I heard Sister Tamika was saying how Sister Daisy was in the hospital, were on the prayer line pleading to God, and then Christ take this to his Savior. My sister is on this prayer line to give her testimony. Brother Rick been pleading for his wife. You see how our God is so great, you know. And I had a sister at church gave a testimony. Y'all remember I asked for a sister at church for prayer. It was, she had excruciating pain. She gave her testimony yesterday, excruciating pain. She had to be rushed to the hospital, and it was emergency surgery. She said she told the doctor that she and her husband had decided that they wanted to go pray, and she had called and said for everybody to pray for. We prayed for them on the prayer line. She came back to the prayer line, to the church yesterday, and she said, God is good that she did not need surgery. So let us keep her in prayer, and let us keep our brothers and sisters in prayer, and God will be able. So we're going to go and open this next line, brothers and sisters, and that is 646. First of all, Sister Tamika, I want to thank you for giving us the song and also sharing. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for being patient. And we have quite a few on. Praise God that our brothers and sisters fellowshipping tonight with us. So 646-86, your line is open, and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen. Let me call a number again. 646-986, your line is open. She'd probably be on mute. 646, too loud. Please, y'all, tell me if I'm too loud. 646-986, your line is open. She's probably away from her phone. I think that's Sister Daisy. Sister Daisy, your line is open. I'm sure everyone can hear me. Let me make sure everyone can hear me. Give me just a second.
No, it's more than Sister Carla.
Sister Carla, you can hear me?
Oh, hello?
Oh, you can hear me,
I'm
Sister
sorry,
Carla?
I can hear you. Yes.
You can? Okay, then. Well, let me mute your line.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Okay. Brother Rick, can you hear me? Brother Rick? I'm wondering if it's my phone. Brother Rick?
Okay. Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, Brother Rick, you can hear me?
Yes, I had my phone on mute.
Okay. I just want to make sure Sister Carla couldn't hear me that well. She's probably out. They're out and they can't hear. Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Rick. Let me call my sister again. 646, your line is open. Okay. Well, we come back to her. I think she may be tied up for a moment. But is there anyone else? We have time. We have for a few more minutes. If anyone else would like to share, we have a few more minutes. Well, let me just go back to her once again, and we're going to go into prayer. This, I know she had her hand up, and we'd like to allow her to share. 646-986. Okay, sisters and brothers, we know she just had her surgery, so she could be in a situation she's not able to, since she had her hand up, she probably was ready at that time. So we're going to go into prayer. We have, let me ask anyone else, brothers and sisters, I know you've been patient. If anyone else like to share, especially ask for prayers for your loved ones, we ask you to please press 1, and you can make that request right now. We are about to go into prayer. Even though we will lift up every prayer, if there's no one else, we can go into prayer. Amen? Let me try. Okay. Let me try one more time for the sister. 646-986, your line is open. Are you able to share? Okay, brothers and sisters, we're just going to lift up our sister in prayer by God's grace. And we're going to go into prayer right now. We know that our loving Father heard every request, and we're going to lift up our brothers and sisters as they have all request prayers, even unspoken prayers. We have our brothers and sisters of four, for all, as Sister Carla have given us that Canada. I don't know all the names of the place because I got it written down, but it's in another book. So we pray for all our brothers and sisters that's near and far. We lift you up in prayer, and we also will lift all the sisters and brothers up in prayer that that was on before time and there may not be here today. So let us begin to pray. And I will open the line. Brother Rick, I'm going to ask you if you can start a prayer, because Brother Akeem will be on in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to ask Brother Prayer, and I'm going to ask Sister Carla or Brother Richardson if they can. If they can, I don't know what position they're in, but I want to ask them if they can offer a prayer. Amen. Brother Rick, your line is open. If you can begin a prayer for us.
Amen, sister. I just had my phone on mute. And yes.
And Brother Rick, I want to ask you, yes, lift Brother Jarvis up. Right now, yeah. All the prayers you've been praying, God is so good. He's incarcerated right now, and now he's getting some rest on the concrete or in the grass. And I know that's the best thing for him. And he's getting a meal every day. He can gain some weight. He can get a little bit healthier. So I just thank you all for prayer. So lift Brother lift Jarvis up. And Sister Tamika's son, Brother Richardson children, Sister Brenda children, just lift up everybody. Sister Katie's son and her grandson, lift up the brothers and sisters, Sister Daisy, Sister Eva, Sister Tamika, Brother Eli, Sister Brenda. You can lift up what you can, and then someone else gonna lift up others. Amen.
Amen. Amen, sister. Thank you. Let's bow our heads. Let's kneel where we can. And, oh, Lord, as we come before you again, Lord, you never get tired of us coming before you with our requests, with our praises, Lord. And, Father, we just thank you that you are always there listening, hearing, answering, working for us and through us, Lord. Oh, Father, our desire tonight is to you to live in us, to work through us, change us from the inside out, Lord. Make us holy as you are holy, Lord. Father, forgive our sins. We have fallen short of your desire for us, O Lord. And, Lord, we just need you even more today than we did yesterday. Lord, we will need you more tomorrow than we do today. So, Lord, do not leave us nor forsake us. As we lift up these names, you, Lord, you know who they are, where they are, what they are doing, what their needs are, what can reach them, what is going on in their lives, Lord. We just lift up our brother Jarvis to you, Sister Leola's son, Lord, as he is in jail now. Lord, we thank you that he is in a place where he can get some sleep and get some food, Lord. Oh, Lord, speak to his mind as he is there, Lord. He is not able to do what he has normally been doing. But Lord, you have given him a break. You're giving him a chance to open up his heart and his mind to you, dear Lord. Lord, please speak to him in a mighty way, Lord, in a special way, in a way that he can hear and understand, oh, Lord. Lord, as you are speaking to him, Lord, please convict his heart of your goodness to him, Lord. And may he come to you, Lord. May he call out to you, cry out to you, Lord. Save, Lord. Heal, Lord. Oh, Father, we know that that is your desire, that is your plan, Lord. And we're just waiting for Jarvis to call out to you, Lord. Get out of your way so that you can work mighty works in his life. Father, we just do thank you that you're there, that you don't give up on us like we do on each other at times. Or, no matter what is going on, you're there. Father, we thank you and we praise you that you don't give up on us. Father, we also lift up Mr. Tamiko's son, Taiwan, Lord. He's got a job now, Lord. Oh, what a blessed thing, Lord. Please continue to be with him, Lord. Strengthen him. May he do well at his job, Lord. May you give him strength and wisdom and understanding to do this job well, and so he can he can support his family, Lord, that he can do what he needs to do, Lord. And Lord, please speak to his heart also, dear Lord. We want him to come to you, to give himself to you 100%, Lord, that you can work in many more mighty works in him and through him. Bless him and guide him. Father, as I'm praying for these two young men, I think of my daughter Ashley, too, who's in rehab at the moment, Lord, and I have not heard from her in 2 weeks. And Father, please be with her. Strengthen her. Guide her. Keep her, Lord. May she be witnessing to those around her, Lord. Give her a testimony, dear Lord. Heal her, Lord. Give her the desire to come back and be a mother to her children, Lord. They need her desperately, Lord. Father, you know what's going on there. Please intercede in her life. Father, we just do lift up all the brothers and sisters on the line, Sister Leola and her husband Ray and her daughter Nicole and all of her children, grandchildren, Lord, all those in her family, Lord, we just do lift them up. Brenda, Brother John, who we heard earlier, Lord, and they faithfully come on. They're always witnessing for you, Lord, and praising you, Lord. We just do lift them up and their family, their children, their grandchildren, Lord. Guide them, bless them, keep them, Lord. Strengthen them. Give them wisdom and knowledge and peace that passes all understanding, dear Lord. Father, I want to lift up my dear sister, Sister Tamiko, as she is always sending encouraging messages and little notes and all these things to myself and so many others, Lord. She is doing a great work for you, Lord, just keeping your name in front of us all the time so that we do not forget, so that we do not stray away, Lord. Please bless her, guide her, Lord. Be with her children, grandchildren, her family, Lord. Be with her. Strengthen her, Lord. Give her all that she needs, dear Lord, to continue to bless others, Lord, because that is the work that you have given her, Lord. She is doing all that she can to do what you have called her to do, Lord. So please watch over her. Guide her, keep her, Lord. Father, I want to lift up Sister Carla as she is faithfully on the prayer line all the time, Lord, hosting and calling in, and she's with the Richardson family, Lord, the Richardson and his wife, Lord. We just do lift them up to you. We lift up their family members, Sister Carla's family, Lord. We just lift them up to you, her children who are away going to school, Lord. Just guide them, bless them, Lord. Be with the Richardson's children, too, Lord, as they need you just as we do, Lord. Be multiply it, that you would make it grow, Lord. Give them hope and strength, dear Lord. Father, Brother Eli is always faithfully calling in, lifting up his mom and Johari and Javel and so many others, Lord. I don't remember all the names, Lord, but you know each one of the names of his friends and his people that he is praying for and lifting them up, Lord. Please speak to their hearts, Lord. Convict them, Lord. May they come on this prayer line and share their testimony with you. Be with Brother Eli, Lord. Give him help and strength also, Lord, and peace, knowing that you are there and you will do all things for him and you are continuing to work through him, Lord. Bless him, guide him, keep him, dear Lord. Father, we just think of Sister Katie and her children and grandchildren, Lord. We just do lift her up. And, Father, may you bless her, may you guide her, may you keep her in the palm of your hand, dear Lord. Father, be with Sister Powell as she is down in Jamaica, Lord, with Alex and doing a work down there, Lord. Please give her strength, Lord. Give her all that she needs, Lord, wisdom and understanding and knowledge, Lord, that she needs to do what she went there to do. Lord, the means that she needs, the things that she needs, Lord, please supply them. We know that you can and you will, Lord. We are asking, supply all of her needs there, Father. Bring her back safely to us, Lord. We are very anxious to hear from her. We hear from her from time to time, but not all the time, Lord. So please bless her and guide her and keep her. Be with her family, her children, her grandchildren. Sister Stephanie and her children, Lord, we just do lift them up to you. Father, we just pray for each person on this line, Lord. I know I've forgotten somebody, Lord, but I don't remember who. Lord, I just also remember Brother Akeem as he is faithfully comes on the line and brings us wonderful messages, Lord, messages that are needed, Lord, practical things that we could be doing and always lifting you up, Lord. We just do pray that you would bless his ministry, the Ultimate Cry, but also his church, Lord, the Pasadena Church there in Maryland, Lord, and his work. Father, please guide him, keep him, bless him, take care of him, Father. Lord, each person that is listening on this line, we just do lift them up to you, dear Lord. Lord, also Brother Bernard, we want to make sure that we lift him up to you, Father. Strengthen him in his inner man, Lord. Give him strength, healing for his shoulder, Lord, and peace in these troubling times, Lord. Give Brother Udy, Sister Melissa, as they're working there in Arkansas, Lord. Guide them. May they be guided by the Holy Spirit, Lord, to do your work, to do your will, Father. May in each one of us, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit more than anything right now, Father. Please send the Holy Spirit to do that mighty work in us that needs to be done, and also to strengthen us so that we can point others to you, your alone, Father. Lord, I just want to lift up my wife before I close to give her strength, Lord. Give her peace, knowing that you are working in her life. You will take care of all things for her, Lord, and you are working mightily for her. Please help her to realize that and to see that and to praise you for that, dear Lord. Be with her heart, her health, Lord. Guide her to keep her, Lord. Just praise you, Lord, for being our God, for always listening, always caring. Thank you. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, for lifting us up in prayer, and I will offer the last prayer. Brother, hold on just a second. Okay, he's not here. Okay, let's see if open the line for Brother Richardson, and we want to ask him to offer a prayer for us. And Brother Richardson, I'd like for you to lift up two main prayers. If you're on, Sister Daisy and Brother Rick's wife, even though Brother Rick has prayed, we want to lift Brother Richardson. I believe I got Brother Richardson number. Okay. Brother Richardson, I'd like for you to list up Sister Daisy and that she can continue to get well of God healing her, and also for healing Brother Rick's wife and Ashley and Jarvis and Camille's son. We ask for healing for them also. Amen? Thank you, Brother Richardson. I'm Brother Richardson.
Yes, hello?
Okay, you can go ahead. I'm sorry. Did you hear the request?
Yes, are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I heard most of it, but I'll give it.
Okay, I'll give it to you again. Yes, because I know you all are moving. Brother Rick's wife for healing. Sister Daisy for healing. Jarvis. Sister Ashley and Juan, pray for their healing. And I think, and Sister Katie. Sister Katie is still healing from the wound that she had. But God has blessed her because the little hole has closed. So pray for her. And Sister Eva. So Sister Eva, Sister Daisy, Brother Rick's wife, the three, which is Ashley, Jarvis, and Taiwan. And those are the ones we're going to ask. We're not going to put too many. That's enough right there. Amen?
Okay.
That's the ones with the healing.
All right. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your blessings and your mercies. Dear God, we have heard the prayer requests of those that are asking for prayer. Daisy, I'm calling all of them, and I'm going to make, Lord, put all them together in one prayer list. And Lord, you have heard that Sister Leola have called all the names, Daisy, Simon, Eva, Katie, Jarvis, Brother Rick's wife, and others that she may have also to pray for. So Lord, I'm presenting each and every one of them at this moment. Lord God, I don't even have to call out their situation. You know it. All things, dear God. And you have heard a prayer request, a praying for healing, dear God, and in every aspect, dear Father, of what Sister Leola had called on. And so, Father, I present him to you at this moment. Lord, I bring each and every one, Lord, to the throne of grace, praying and asking thee, dear God, for your healing balm upon each and every one of them in their various situations. I'm praying, dear God, that you will give strength and that you will give healing, that you will bring blessing and restoration. And Father, that you will restore them, Father, to their physical, mental, their spiritual, and their social situations, dear God. Father, we know that you are a God who answers prayers. You're the same God yesterday, the same God today, and the same God forevermore. So bless these prayer requests, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, that you will bring comfort, that you bring healing, and that you will bring, Father, resolve to each and every situation and every prayer pertaining and concerning, Lord, all these matters. I'm praying, dear God, to know that, Father, that you made this body. Because of sin, Lord, we have to suffer the consequences of transgressing against nature's laws, Lord. But be merciful, Father. And I pray, Lord, that we will follow the right principles, the right rules of instruction, of obedience, Lord, to all the health rules and all the health aspects, Father, that will keep us in a healthy condition mentally, physically, and more so spiritually. So we want to thank you for answer prayers on these matters, dear God. And even for the prayer that has been sent up by Brother Elder Rick, Lord Ashley, yes, we're praying for his daughter, his wife, Lord, that has been called for prayer. And I pray, God, that you will touch and bring healing in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you. I present to you the speaker of the hour, Pastor Akeem. I pray, Lord, that you would give him the message of the hour to bring to your awakened flock, Lord, a word that will encourage us and to enable us, dear God, to accept, Lord, the message that you will send through him, hiding behind the cross. And Lord, as he speaks, open his mouth. Touch him with a life call from the altar. Father, let your words speak through him, by him, for him, and in him, that your name will be honored, that your name will be praised, and that your name will be glorified. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, sister.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Rick. I mean, Brother Richardson. Oh, brothers and sisters, thank you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for lifting up. And I know everyone is in agreement with prayer. So thank you all for lifting up one another in prayer. God sees the heart. So thank you once again, Brother Richardson, Sister Carla, for coming on to share also. And now, brothers and sisters, Brother King James has joined us, and we will open his line. Brother Richardson has already offered the prayer, so we're going to agree with that, and we will open his line as he will offer another prayer before the message. Amen? Your line is open.
All right, amen.
Brother Akeem.
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for the prayers. And, as we go into our message this evening, I'll be able to go into a little bit more of what I rushed kind of last week as we were ending the message. And so in light of going over time, so in this part, we will go through more of what I was mentioning that I've been doing and the foundational reason as to why that's happening from the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy, as we seek to do the same thing with the gifts that God has given to us. So let's have a word of prayer as we continue. Father in heaven, guide us, strengthen us, illuminate our minds and our hearts with things that we can do, not just to make a living. Of course, Lord, you're a practical God. And Lord, you know we need to make a living, Father. But Lord, also connected to making a livelihood, to also aid in the cause, to aid in your cause, and to push forward the work that you're specifically given us to do, of building these centers of influence, building these systems in the city and in the country. Guide us as we continue to study, O Lord, and may we be inspired. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. All right, so one of the things that I mentioned last week was we went through the study of the woman, the virtuous woman, and we saw that while this may have pointed forward to the people of God, it may have set an example of what a virtuous woman looks like in terms of someone that a man should marry. It is also a representation of what every member of the church should be. In light of this woman being industrious, we also read that the gospel of Christ is not to make someone indolent, but to make them industrious. Many times we think of, yeah, we've accepted Christ and it's strictly spiritual. But that is the farthest thing from the truth. The acceptance of Christ not only makes one spiritual, not only causes them to see the Bible as a spiritual book, but it causes them to become practical because they see the Bible as the most practical of all books. In other words, the Bible does not just speak to theory and things that we need to do in our spiritual lives, such as reading and studying. But as a result of reading and studying, to come to a realization from the Bible and the spirit of prophecy that there is a systematic, practical work that we must do in order to live in this world and in order to build the cause of God. And it's powerful because we saw this with the woman in Proverbs 31. But we also saw as mentioned that that woman represents what we should be as individuals in the remnant. In other words, when the people look at the remnant, they should not just see us as a people of the book, but a people who see the book in all of its practicality. Because when people say they see us as a people of the book, they're more so thinking of yeah, these people are very spiritual and they understand the ins and outs of how to interpret the Bible. But friends, it has to go beyond this. People have to see us group of individuals who, when they look at Scripture, they see it in all of its practical beauty. That's why I'm realizing that in many churches today across the land, you have many women that are attracted to the church. They're drawn to the church, and for some reason, they're more spiritually inclined. But at the same time, when it comes to men, for some reason, you don't see as many men in the church, whether it comes to prayer meeting or whether it comes to church services. Many times, it's more so the women that are there. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because when we preach, when we speak of spiritual things, it connects with aspects of the spiritual and the emotional. And a lot of times that is what is required in order to draw someone to the Son of God. And women are more inclined towards that, the spiritual and the emotional. Men are also inclined towards the spiritual, but there's another aspect that is so vital, and that is that both men and women, and I realize this especially with men, they are prone to the practical. How do I do this? How do I make a living for my family? How do I take care of my wife and children? How am I able, will I be able to do things in such a way that it gives my family, it places my family in more of a comfortable position? Many times they're thinking about that as they go throughout the day. And in our society today, it's not just with men, but also women are thinking about that as well, whether married or single. But many times we are looking, both sides are, yes, emotional. Both sides are practical. But there's certain cases in which both sides, they lean more to one area than the other. So I'm by no means saying that women are not practical. They're extremely practical. And I'm not saying that men are not emotional. They are emotional. But many times they're looking for something that can show them the how. And how does this affect my family positively when implemented? And so it can't just be that we speak of the spiritual. This is why God has given us a system that it appeals to both sexes as they look at the system that the Seventh-day Adventist Church has come to realize from the scriptures itself. And so I pray that this makes sense. So seeing this, this is one of the reasons that I began to realize, wow, Lord, it's not just that I preach the gospel and that's it. I have to be able to make a living for myself. And as I mentioned to you guys last week, God has been bringing that more and more to me over these past few years and especially these past few months, coming to the realization that, hey, God has actually, of his own accord, placed me right where I am supposed to be. Because I used to sit back, as I mentioned, and I used to think, man, like, how come when it comes to being hired by a conference, how come, Lord, this hasn't happened yet? I'm doing this work, I'm doing all of these things, and God was showing me, I am trying to bring you back to a unique way of operating and to bring my people back to a unique way of operating. Will you work with me in that way and not complain? Will you trust in me and realize I put you right where you're supposed to be? Not necessarily immediately, at least for right now, a minister fully ordained, and at the same time, not somewhere else totally outside of the ministerial work. But I'm putting you into a place where you will have to teach yourself and train yourself while being a part of the Seventh-day Adventist organization, while being in full support of it, and not starting off some churches that are disconnected and all of these things. Because, friends, I tell you the truth, many people have told me that. Many people have said, oh, well, you're not hired. Go and start off your own church and keep it disconnected from the conference. And, friends, when people tell you that and you're in a hard, you're thinking, man, why hasn't this happened yet? It can become a temptation to go and start off your own thing and to hold a grudge. But friends, you realize, whoa, no. That is the enemy's way of operating. Support God's work and realize that he is setting you in a frame of mind to do a new thing, which is really old, as we're seeing, and to aid others who are in the situation and who are not in the situation to do something that is different and that is unique. And friends, now looking back, I realize, whoa, there is no other place in the world that I would rather be due to my circumstances, due to my situation, going beyond the conference. I realize, well, God has put me here. Now, what am I going to do? And as I mentioned to you last week, it was the realization. God was bringing me to a realization. You have to come to a point where you realize that you have gifts and abilities. And according to Proverbs 18:16, the biblical law is this, that the gifts that you have, once used and implemented through certain ideas and in certain ideas, you use your gifts to bring about the ideas that you have in your mind. As that happens, according to Proverbs 18:16, God will give a man and a woman great influence in the world. Now, you remember, it is not a sin to have influence. It is not a sin. Many people think that, oh, wow, you're thinking you want to do something that will impact the world for God's glory. Friends, it is not a sin to have influence. God wants us. The only way that the loud cry is going to go to the entire world is that the people of God, he will bring them to prominence in the very final days of this earth's history. He will bring the individuals that comprise the church as they are converted to places of prominence, that they may have an influence for the cause of God. But while that is happening, as a person uses their gifts and gains that influence, here's what happens. And I'm going to give you this biblical concept from the life of Paul. Now, Jesus states, the person who is hired is worthy of his keep. In other words, he should be paid. As one works, whether it be outside of the cause or within the cause, that person, if it is possible for the individual who has brought them, who desires to, I don't want to say use, but who may bring them in to be a blessing to others, if possible, should have something to give them. For the worker is worthy of his hire, according to Scripture. But friends, there's another thing that we must also keep in mind. And that is, as I mentioned, to become self-reliant. So this is why, as I mentioned before, I sat down one day, and as I was realizing, whoa, these are the concepts that are laid down in the spirit of prophecy, and the men of the world have also understood these concepts, implemented these concepts for their glory, and they still reap the blessing. That's how merciful God is. There are men and women who have realized, whoa, I have this ability, and I'm going to think of certain ideas, write them down, and through these ideas, I will implement my gift. And as a result, what has happened? According to Scripture, they have gained influence. God causes his sun to shine not just on those who are good and following him, friends, but also on the wicked. God not only causes the rain to pour out on the wicked, but also on those who are seeking to follow him, right? So the principles of Scripture, to a degree, are universal in nature, that anyone who chooses to pick them up, friends, they will be blessed by them. And this is what many of these worldly people have come to realize. But how much more should the people of God? So I began to think about the gifts that I had, and I realized the major gift for right now that I saw was the ability to speak. The ability to speak, and not only to speak, but to realize the ability was real as I heard others saying to me after I spoke, Akeem, there were things that I never understood that as you explained it, now I was able to understand what the Bible is actually saying. And once that happens to you over and over, friends, the work is twofold. The work is not to be proud, but the work is to realize, whoa, God has given me an ability. Now, how can I use this ability for his glory while making a living for myself? For his glory, meaning use the gift and the resources that come through it for God's cause, but also understanding that God knows that you have to live, and he's given you resources which, if implemented, will be able to help you to live. So I began to say, okay, you know what, Lord? I will focus on this one. For friends, I tell you the truth. Even if you have one, that's enough. Many of you have many different gifts and abilities. But here's what I'll say to you. Take your time in implementing them. Focus on one of them. And as you build that one up, it will set the stage for the necessity of using the other abilities that you have, which actually gives more influence and brings in more resources once correctly implemented. But the goal is to start with one. Many times, yeah, people may know, man, I got this ability and I got that ability, and man, I'm just going to try to implement them all. Friends, that could wear you out. It could cause you to be in many different places at once in the beginning. Now, as time goes on, and as God trains you in one area, and you learn to develop that area and live from that area, meaning to have a livelihood, as you learn to do that, then God equips you in the process of learning how to use one. He equips you to learn how to use many. So the goal is to just focus on one at first. Allow God to train you in using that one or two at most. And then as time goes on, you learn, God teaches you now, whoa, okay, now I'm at a different level of comprehension so that you can learn how to use the others. Because you don't want to get discouraged by having lack of focus. Concentration is crucial. So as I realized that, I said, okay, Lord, I choose this one gift. I'm going to implement this gift in such a way that I can gain resources of it from it, from your cause, and also to be a blessing to others, and also to live as well. And so, friends, I took my speaking ability, and I began to speak. God began to open doors for me to speak. The reason I'm going to say what I'm going to say is because many of you can do this. So I said, okay, Lord, there's all these different media outlets I'm on. I am going to come off from some of those because some of them were becoming an intense distraction for me. So I said, I'll come away from some of those, Facebook and Instagram, and I'll focus on two, the major two that are impacting many today, and that is podcasting and also YouTube. So I said, okay, every place that I go, I'm realizing, Lord, you're giving me the opportunity to go to different places and to use my gift, which, friends, interestingly enough, is a service that you are rendering to others. And so as I used that gift, as I went to different places and I spoke, friends, I took those messages. I will tell the person and I would say, okay, as I come there, can I have a recording of the message that I would get, that I'll be giving? And they say, yeah, for sure, we'll get that to you. As soon as you're done, or probably a few days after, we'll send it to you. And so I would take that message, even the very messages at the very church where I'm at today, lay pastoring. I said, can I get the sermons that you're going to put on the YouTube channel for the church? Person says, yes, for sure. And I take those sermons and I put it on my own YouTube channel. And so as I take that, now what's happening? Now I'm building an audience, but it's around the gospel, because I'm spreading the word to them. And as I'm, but at the same time, I'm using my gift. So I would put it up on YouTube. And then along with that, I would also be doing what is called YouTube Shorts. Now, at first, what happens, it's not necessarily about the resources at first. It's about implementing the gift through specific ideas that you think of. For me, one of the ideas was YouTube. So I uploaded it there. And friends, along with that, I said, okay, I will do what is called today YouTube Shorts. And I would take a minute, just a minute you have on for a YouTube short. That's all they give you. And I would speak on different subjects that I know today is affecting the Christian world, that is affecting the world secular, in terms of the secular world, and speak to that, but bring people to what the scriptures say concerning it. And friends, as I've been doing that, the channel has been growing. And so I looked at that in one video I made, as I mentioned to you guys last week. I made a video on the secret rapture and showing that the secret rapture is not in scripture. There's no 7-year tribulation following the coming of Jesus, and then he comes again, and that's the second coming. There is none of those things in scripture. And friends, that video is now at 3,000 views. And so as more and more people are looking at it, because it's a controversial subject within the Christian world, Bible speaks to it because it is a deception. So as I did that, along with other subjects like who is God's Israel today, showing people that it's not God's true Israel, his spiritual Israel is not in Palestine. His spiritual Israel is no longer geographical. It's worldwide since the cross. Friends, that began to blow a lot of people's mind. There were a lot of people that were antagonistic to the message, but it spread in many different places because that's a subject that many people are wondering, especially now, in light of false prophecies causing people to think that the 144,000 are going to be literal Jews, or this temple being rebuilt is actually a fulfillment of the attempt to rebuild the temple is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. So people, they're thinking that, and as they then see me saying, no, it's not a fulfillment. Friends, it's stirring the wrath of some, and it's causing also others to be illuminated. Now, as that is happening, there's more and more influence. And friends, that's actually, as I did that, people started to invite me to speak because they've been seeing me on this platform. And they said, Akeem, we want you to come and speak to our church. So different Seventh-day Adventist churches across America, I would go and speak. And these people understand when they invite me, they say, Akeem, we know you have to pay bills, man. Some churches won't. They won't tell you that, but many will, and they'll understand that we will give you something for the service that you're giving to us. And friends, that's biblical. Don't let anybody ever tell you that to require or to ask for an honorarium is an evil thing. And an honorarium is if I come and I render a service for the time that I put together PowerPoints, that's something. Another gift that God had to was teaching me as I was going to different places and speaking, because there are some people in the audience who are, they are audio learners. There are some people that are visual learners, hence the usage of PowerPoints. There are some people who are pedic, I believe is what they call it. Some people require different ways of learning. And so all of that goes behind the messages that I'll be giving when I go to these places. And the people understand this and they say, Akeem, as you come, we will give you something appropriate for what you're doing. Or they may say to you, what is the honorarium that you would like? And also covering the cost for me to come there. Friends, that has happened. And as a result of that, that has become another way of bringing in resources for living. Remember, Jesus said, the worker is worthy of his hire. Now, the extreme of that would be, as Ellen White says, she says, some people, as they go to different places, they're more worried about how much they can get than the very service that they are rendering for God's cause. So there's a balance. Notice she doesn't say, hey, don't do that. No, there's a balance. And that's one of the things that Jan Andrews and her spoke about in the context of the minister has to be able to live, to make a living. And friends, as it is with the minister, so is it with everyone on this line. You have to make a living. You have to take care of your family. God, of course, the cause of God is supreme. But friends, the man who is not able to take care of his family, Paul calls him an infidel. We must be practical Christians. The medical missionary work, yes, it is a powerful work. Yes, we are doing it for God and his glory. Friends, as we do these things, receive the resources that will come to you, that God may cause someone to be convicted to give to you. As you create a product, don't be afraid to sell that product. That's why we are told this concerning Paul. Powerful, powerful stuff. And you guys know this statement. It says in Acts chapter 18 and verse 1, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. Now check this out. And because he was of the same craft, we would call that a trade or occupation today, because he was of the same craft, meaning Paul, as they were, he abode with them. He lived with for a time with Priscilla, Aquila and Priscilla. He abode with them and wrought, meaning and worked. You see that? So this guy was an apostle. Remember that. Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles, yet he had a craft, the same for all of God's ministers today. It is the same whether you're in full-time ministry or whether you're living in secular society. Friends, that you have, whether it be your job or whether something on the side that you're doing, a craft of your own. It says, for by their occupation, now this tells us what Paul is, because Paul was of the same craft as they were. And what were they? For by their occupation, they were tent makers, right? I'm going to read this statement to you in the spirit of prophecy. It says, among the Jews, this is from Acts of the Apostles, page 346. Among the Jews, physical toil was not thought strange or degrading. So this is powerful. There's two things Ellen White mentioned. She mentions a trade, which many times requires manual labor. And she also mentions occupation, which can be anything that we find that we can monetize. We can make a living from. For some people, it's sewing. For some people, it may be that in today's world, they learn and get certified in HVAC. For some people, it may be plumbing. For some people, it may be that they see, whoa, I can even make PowerPoints for other people, and I could charge them for that. And they can make a living that way. Friends, there are people who are finding creative ways, and this is one of the reasons, as I mentioned last time, this generation that we're living in has many more young millionaires than the previous generation. And what is the reason? They've learned how to take abilities that they have. Some of these abilities may be devilish in nature. But whether good or devilish, they've learned to take it and to get something from it. And you remember, I'm saying this not from the perspective of prosperity preaching. Friends, please, do not think that.
as we're reading the Bible in the spirit of prophecy, we're seeing that while we're not called to be prosperity preachers, we are called to be practical. So it says, among the Jews, physical toil was not thought strange or degrading. In today's society, it is. Many parents view their children that maybe want to be mechanics or plumbers or HVAC or whatever other trade or become to sew and to make dresses and to actually sell those dresses and get money from it to make a living, or whatever skill they have to use it, that if it's not a doctor, if you're not a physician or a lawyer, or if you're not in one of these occupations, then you haven't succeeded. And this is why in many different places children are taking their lives, because for their parents it's all about money. For their parents, it becomes all about status, not realizing they are depriving their children from the very skills and challenges that will cause their children to become seriously prepared for to be part of the last generation. They don't realize how much they're depriving their children of becoming so creative and smart and brilliant. Why? Because sometimes parents desire to live out their lives vicariously through their children. And so they not only want to control their own lives, but the child that was loaned to them, they desire to control their destiny. And friends, this is a very serious issue, whether it be in the Caribbean, whether it be in certain parts of Asia, whether it be in certain parts of Europe. Friends, it is a serious issue. There are certain parents who don't even want their children to work because they think, oh, we have enough money already. You don't have to exert yourself, and I don't want you to. And they don't realize how much they are handicapping their children. We are actually told about this in Inspiration. The statement continues. It says, through Moses, the Hebrews had been instructed to train their children to industrious habits, and it was regarded as a sin to allow the youth to grow up in ignorance of physical labor. Even though a child was to be educated for holy office, that's a priest, check this out, a knowledge of practical life was thought essential. Every youth, whether you were going into a secular workplace or whether you were becoming a minister, part of the priesthood, every youth, whether his parents were rich or poor, was taught some trade. Those parents who neglected to provide such a training for their children were looked upon as departing from the instruction of the Lord. In accordance with this custom, Paul had early learned, check this out, the trade of tent making. Before he became a disciple of Christ, Paul had occupied a high position and was not dependent upon manual labor for support. But afterward, when he had used all his means in furthering the cause of Christ, what did he do? He resorted at times to his trade, tent making, to gain a livelihood. Especially was this the case when he labored in places where his motives might have been misunderstood. So sometimes he didn't just come into an area as an apostle. Sometimes he just came in as a tent maker, unassuming, in order to reach people in different sectors of society. It is at Thessalonica that we first read of Paul's working with his hands in self-supporting labor while preaching the word. Writing, and why did he do this? Writing to the church of believers there, he reminded them that he might have been burdensome, meaning he might have required something of them, might have been burdensome to them, and added, "You remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God." And what he means by chargeable, meaning that they may give him something in light of the work that he was doing. And of course, as Paul says in other places of his epistles, he says this is not wrong to gain something from the flock in light of a service that you've rendered in ministering to them. But he says, I just didn't want to do that. And you know that some of those who were with me, we travailed in what we did. So there's the dynamics of both. He chose personally not to do that, but it doesn't mean that it's not permissible. I pray you see the balance. So in light of this, friends, this is why I decided, okay, I see this gift, implemented it on YouTube, and then I said, okay, I would start off a podcast, same ministry, on Spotify. And so I started off that podcast on Anchor and Spotify. And as I mentioned to you last time, these are outlets now that as they want to get people to work through their through the avenues of YouTube and podcasting, Spotify, these people actually pay you in order to be on their platform after you've gotten a certain amount of views and subscriptions. And so as I've started this now, I've been realizing, whoa, okay, things are happening. People are subscribing. But the crucial thing to remember, friends, is as you're doing this, is to be consistent in the work that you're doing. Some people, they start, they may not see immediate results, and they get discouraged. But what God is trying to do in training us to, yes, have a trade and also have an occupation, meaning we have other skills, some manual, some may not be, that we're using. The thing he's trying to train us in is to learn how to be consistent in the usage of our abilities and talents, and to not be easily discouraged, because it's going to take much and it's going to take time in order for things to develop as we implement them. It's not going to happen immediately. It may not happen. You may see little progress within a month as you use your abilities. Some of you, God may be calling you to make clothing. He may be calling you to start a clothing line within Adventism, or for Christians. He may be calling you to use your voice in singing and to record and to upload for people to be blessed by the music. He may be saying to you, oh, there are certain skills and abilities that you have. Why not, as you use those skills and abilities, to record them and to upload them so people can see how to do it? And friends, many people are doing this right now. It's crazy. People who are non-Adventist and non-Christians, that's why many of us, what do people say when they say, okay, we got to figure out this problem, we got this setback right here, and I know that it's easily fixable, but what can we do? And sure enough, what does one person in the crowd say? All right, I'll look this up on YouTube. I'll look it up on YouTube, and I'm sure it will help me. And sure enough, it does. Why? Because people have uploaded their work, knowing that people have these issues, and how to solve the issue. Friends, there are platforms out there on which we can use our abilities, whether it be a manual, whether it be manual labor, whether it be another kind of skill that you have. God is allowing platforms to be created that we can use to be a benefit to others. And so as I've been doing this, friends, what has been happening? I told you last week, from Lyft to getting paid a certain amount by the conference, to also doing working on the YouTube and also the podcasting, that more and more resources, and as you do these things, you may not have money. But as I started the podcast in closing, I said, Lord, but I can't record, do all the editing, and find the music, and do all of these things. Lord, I would need help in doing this. So I had the idea, but I didn't have the resource, right? So what happens the next day? My friends and I, we're having a Bible study. After the Bible study is done, I'm sitting down and I'm talking to one of my friends that comes to my church. And I said to him, yeah, man. So he said, so Akeem, what have you been doing lately? And I said, bro, so I've been starting up different sources, different outlets through which to get the gospel out. One of the things I started was a podcast, Ultimate Cry Podcast. And so as I did that, I said, bro, but the thing is, man, I don't necessarily have the resources to do everything, to record and to edit and to find the music and to then do other things with it. And he says, bro, why didn't you tell me that? I have a background in audio. I could do it for you. You just got to record it and send it to me. And friends, my mind was blown away. In that very moment, I heard the Spirit saying to my mind, all you need to do is start. And I will bring help, but you need to start and keep going. Friends, some of us, all we need to do is start. It may be imperfect. Don't worry about it being perfect. Start. And as time goes along, you'll develop more. With that, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I pray that, Lord, as we continue in this subject of doing the work and entrepreneurship, that, Father, these things that I stated made sense. Guide us and strengthen us and encourage us. You know, some of us, Lord, we're in a bad place right now, and we're looking for ways to not just survive but to thrive in this life. Pray, oh God, that you would help us. Help us to become creative in crisis. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Akeem, for bringing us this message on entrepreneurship. And brothers and sisters, I hope you got you a good hint on where to start, how to start, and even when you can get started. And this is going to take some time by God's grace. And I pray that Brother Akeem give you some good examples of where you can start and how you can begin this. So we just want to thank Brother Akeem for this message and how he laid it out for us. So Brother Akeem, we do appreciate this, because definitely we do need to know how to make money other than going to work for someone one day after the next day and you never get ahead. So by God's grace, you know, he can work it out. We just got to trust him and put forth that first step. By God's grace, amen. So, brothers and sisters, like you say, we're going to just thank Brother Akeem, and we're going to end the show. And I know there's, I'm just going to ask everyone, just keep Brother Akeem in prayer as God keep working. And please go to some of his shows on YouTube and give him ratings, because that do help our brother also, by God's grace. So, Brother Akeem, you're going to have to text me these things, and then I can send it to others, and they can support you.
Sure.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So once again, brothers and sisters, we thank you for coming to Advent Light and also sharing your testimonies and listening to this message. And may God bless you and give you a peaceful and restful night. Amen. Good night, brothers and sisters, and have a blessed night. Thank you again, Brother King. Bye-bye.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child, and forever I am. Redeemed.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.